Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
It's Ace's biggest LED light bulb sale of the year. Right now, buy one, get one free on our best-selling LED light bulbs. Our 4-pack of LED bulbs is $9.99, and our 2-pack of LED floodlights is only $12.99. Buy one, get one free. There's no limit on how much you can save, so stock up now. Hurry in. Buy one, get one free on long-lasting 10-year LED bulbs, now through Monday, only at your neighborhood Ace. See participating stores for details.
Those of you that decided to go to sleep before the Lakers played the Grizzlies last night, good move. You are Locked On Grizzlies.
Locked On Grizzlies, your daily Memphis Grizzlies podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
We had our L.A. cool jacket on tonight. I don't know if who we was performing for, but it wasn't for each other. It was, this team, we just have a way of having this other team creep in with us. And, we show signs of greatness. And then we just show signs of just like we're just zombies out there. Tonight was one of those nights.
Welcome in, Locked On Grizzlies. That was the voice of David Fizdale. This is the voice of Peter Edmiston, your host for Locked On Grizzlies. And yeah, I am recording this not too long after the Grizzlies got drubbed by the Lakers in what was, I don't think there's any way around saying it was an embarrassing performance. 116-102 was the final, with the Lakers racking up a season-best 17 three-point shots. The game after the Grizzlies put up 17 threes against the Sacramento Kings. The Lakers also with 34 assists tonight on 42 made baskets. That 34 represents the most in almost two seasons for the Lakers, as the Grizzlies just failed to put anything approaching pressure on them. And you heard what Fizdale had to say, and I think he summed it up well. The Grizzlies can look like champions. They can look like a really special team. They've beaten the Warriors. They've beaten the Clippers. They've beaten the Rockets. Thunder. These very good teams. And then they go out, and this was very reminiscent of the game against Orlando day after Christmas, when the Grizzlies got embarrassed effort-wise. This was a similarly embarrassing effort. And that's what it was. I mean, this was just strictly effort. There was nothing from an execution standpoint that the Lakers did that was especially unbelievable. And what makes it that much worse is that the Grizzlies had an NBA best record of 177 consecutive games of not allowing an opponent triple-double. Well, that goes by the wayside as well, with Julius Randle getting 19 points, 14 rebounds, 11 assists. My man he got to 9 assists and was hunting for those assists like Rajon Rondo, but he got them. He got his triple-double, and he played really well. He was just a total handful. The Grizzlies did not seem inclined to come anywhere close to matching his energy level. He was a dervish out there. Really, Nick Young, D'Angelo Russell were killing them from the three-point stripe. Combined 12 of 20, 6 of 9 for D'Angelo Russell, 6 of 11, including some embarrassing stuff from Nick Young. And I say embarrassing because he embarrassed the Grizzlies. I mean, he's doing like a hip wiggle, he's doing the groin thrusts, he was one step away from like crotch chopping and doing like NWO signs and spray painting the backs of the Grizzlies. So you were pretty much about one more three away from that happening in the first half. And D'Angelo Russell, very much more quietly than Nick Young, was shooting even better percentage than Young was. And D'Angelo outplayed Mike Conley tonight pretty comprehensively, even though Mike finishes with what looks like an impressive line, 21 points and 4 assists. I can assure you it was not. Effort level for Mike Conley was pretty low. And, whether that's physically related or what, it was just unusual to see. Didn't fight through screens. Didn't close out on D'Angelo Russell at all. I just didn't like the energy level that he showed in this ball game. And it was a great example from him, but from all the Grizzlies. There just was no energy out there to speak of. And then the Grizzlies couldn't shoot. I mean, per the NBA's stats site, the Grizzlies went 19 of 54 on uncontested shots against the Lakers. Mike Conley was 3 of 11 when he was uncontested in these shots, Grizzlies just couldn't shoot. And that's not unusual for them. They shoot 39% from the field. And really the only thing that kept them even close or even remotely close was, you know, they go to the foul line 35 times and make 32 of them. They outscore the Lakers by 17 points at the free throw line. That kept the Grizzlies at least within, yeah, I'm not going to say they were going to win the game, but they were at least, you know, within shouting distance. They without that, they wouldn't even have been in the same ballpark as the Lakers. So I asked you guys on Twitter, I said, I'm going to record this pod. What do you want to hear from? And most people, I don't know how much you want to hear a breakdown of just a poor effort all the way around. But there were a couple things that came up on a consistent basis that I do want to get to. Three things, really. Number one was, what's the deal with Troy Daniels and his minutes? A lot of people wanted to know, why played 5 minutes in the game until the last little bit in the fourth quarter, then he played, you know, when the game was more or less out of reach. I don't know. I do not have an answer for you on that one. You know, normally I would say that it's because, you know, he's a bit of a defensive liability, and that's true. A lot of times he is a defensive liability. But tonight, everyone was a defensive liability. And the Grizzlies needed somebody to go out there and just get something happening, get a little pep in their step, a little energy, a little something going on. And instead, he sat and remained cold. I don't know what the consistency or lack thereof with his minutes is. I can't speak to specifics. I think generally it's defensive related, but tonight that wouldn't have been the case. I was as surprised as anyone that he wasn't out there in third quarter trying to get something going, and I thought that was a mistake by David Fizdale. I don't know that anything would have won this game for the Grizzlies, just given how badly their best players played. You know, Marc Gasol was just kind of okay, even though 22-6-7 looks like a pretty good stat line, and it was. I mean, you know, he was back to being a little more tentative. He didn't defend well at all. Just not out there, not orchestrating, not doing the stuff that he needs to do. Not locked in the way that, well, see what I did there? Not locked in the way that you expect Marc Gasol to be. You know, all those things. So, you know, when your two best players have that kind of a night, it's tough no matter what you do. There's only so much that Troy Daniels could do. But, yeah, I don't get his minutes. I do not. I will tell you that flat out. So, yeah, that was bizarre. That was bizarre. And I did get a lot of tweets asking about that. Also, a lot of folks bringing up Chandler Parsons. And my goodness. You know, Chandler Parsons, I talked a little bit about it on the last pod. Like, there were some things that we saw in the Sacramento game that could give you a little bit of hope. You know, he certainly was still miles off of any pace that resembles what he used to look like. But at least he was doing some stuff that was kind of positive from an offensive standpoint. This game, he just looked unbelievably slow. I mean, he looked labored. And how long will it take? You know, that is a question that people ask me all the time, and I don't have an answer for you. I don't know. You know, I would have thought by now, and the bone bruise, you know, set him back for sure. But I would have thought by now, even taking that bone bruise into effect, that we would be seeing more consistency, more just a better looking player on the floor than we have been with Chandler Parsons. I mean, he looks so many steps slow. The jump shot is still way away from looking good. You know, there's not much lift out there. There's not much in the way of response. It's taken a long time. And I think everyone's got to be patient. You really don't have any choice. You know, the Grizzlies are paying him $94 million over 4 years. You don't have much choice. You've got to be patient with the guy. But the longer this continues, the longer this goes on, and he's not making progress, he's not doing a little bit better each time, people are going to get antsy, and rightly so, because he has been bad. I don't know when. I would have thought by now he would be up to speed. The bone bruise certainly hurt the momentum badly. I still would have expected more. So I don't understand that. And then, well, also a little bit just in terms of the defense and why the struggles happen. There were a few questions that were in that vein. Inconsistency of the perimeter defense. Jeffrey Wright asked that question. You know, Daniel Seville asks why the Grizzlies D gets shredded by bad teams. Those are the kinds of questions that we're talking about when it comes to the defense. And the answer goes back to, you know, effort and motivation. You know, this Grizzlies defense is not anything that's unbelievably crafty and genius schematically. It's not as if David Fizdale has cracked the code here in terms of what to do. What the Grizzlies do when they are at their best and when they are fired up and when they're playing the better teams is they just stifle them completely. Just stifle them completely with effort. Again, it's multiple efforts on the same play. It's anticipating what's going on. It's fighting desperately, clawing through screens off the ball, making sure that you are not going to stop them from getting to the spot they need to get to. That's what the Grizzlies have to do. And when that effort level isn't there, they don't have the defense. They just don't. They are not. It's not as if the Grizzlies have physical, huge physical advantages over the teams that they play. There's not a lot of Greek freak type players out there, and certainly none of the Grizzlies. You know, they have to rely on a lot of graft, a lot of hard work. And when they don't feel inclined to put that work in, then it is obvious. It is painfully, blatantly obvious. And you could see it in the Orlando game. You could see it to some extent in the Boston game, in both Boston games, really. And then you could see it certainly in the game last night. That was obvious, completely 100% obvious that that was a game where they just didn't really give forth the effort. Maybe they were still, slowing down from New Year's celebrations. I mean, it is January 3rd, or it was when they played January 4th. Now, you would think that you'd be able to get over it by then. Maybe not. Jermichael Green ran into Timofey Mozgov's elbow and had to leave the game with a facial injury. Now, x-rays taken after the game were negative, so I don't think we're dealing with a broken face situation like Mike Conley dealt with, but Jermichael Green has been an important part of the Grizzlies. He did not have a good night. He did not play well even before the injury, but you know, he's been a very important guy, so that bears watching. Marc Gasol, after the game, said he planned on playing in the Clipper game tonight in the same building. So, you know, perhaps, and that I think is certainly good news. You know, Mark's ankle seemed to respond fine to the game. Didn't seem as though he was, you know, laboring or anything like that. The guy has tremendous pain management. You know, he really understands and just kind of is able to work through pain. So, you know, not a surprise necessarily. And Mark has never been the fastest guy in the world. So it's not as if, like, you know, top-level speed is really a big thing with him. I am sure he will play, but he's got to play a hell of a lot better than he did tonight to have the kind of impact the Grizzlies will need to beat the Clippers. Thank you once again for joining me here on Locked On Grizzlies, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. If you want to shoot me an email about the show, or if you want to find out more about advertising on this podcast, please feel free to email me whatever you want, peter@peteredmiston.com. That's peter@peteredmiston.com. Follow me on Twitter @peteredmiston. Check me out every morning, 7 to 10, Wolo and Peter in the morning, Real Sports Talk, Sports 56, 87.7 FM. Read me in the commercial appeal in the numbers game each and every week. Thanks go out to Audionautics as well for help with the music. And, of course, please subscribe and review. I would love it and really appreciate it if you would do that. Until next time, thank you so much. You have been Locked On Grizzlies.
Locked On Grizzlies, your daily podcast on the Memphis Grizzlies, part of the Locked On Podcast Network.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
It's Ace's biggest LED light bulb sale of the year. Right now, buy one, get one free on our best-selling LED light bulbs. Our four-pack of LED bulbs is $9.99, and our two-pack of LED floodlights is only $12.99. Buy one, get one free. There's no limit on how much you can save, so stock up now. Hurry in. Buy one, get one free on long-lasting 10-year LED bulbs, now through Monday, only at your neighborhood Ace. See participating stores for details.